Light is our companion, though it won't shroud our desires. Our passion stoking fires burning down these walls. It was kill or be killed, these walls, they took so long to build. Now these walls, not even the night, can't save us now. Los Angeles, make your dreams come true. They won't make you laugh or smile the way they do. We must protect the night before our love steps into the light. They wouldn't understand, hell, we don't understand ourselves. Call it insane or wrong, although it feels like it belongs in my soul right next to where I keep my heart. It's the city of angels, so why does it need mine? It's not the fame, it's love you leave behind. Los Angeles, make your dream come true. It won't make you laugh or smile the way I can.
Poetry, I say.
It's a beauty.
Okay, so here's what's going on. Is I'm on top. Wait a second.
What?
Exactly. No. We don't want to get in trouble on our first day. So I'm on top. I'm number one, and you're number two. I don't mean in life. I mean, like, on. If you look at the screen, you notice that little tee-hee-hee wave. That was you.
Yeah.
Say something.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Okay, good. So this is our, what do we call it, a pilot?
Yeah, our pilot project.
A test run. Our? Well, anyway.
Oh, sorry.
Let's be clear here. This is the test run for Doug Hell's Kitchen. Okay? But I do have a co-host here. And you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Eileen Jennifer.
Oh, okay. So we're going by that. All right. Well, Eileen Jennifer.
What would you prefer?
It really doesn't matter at this point because it's all about me. You're a prop.
So the one and two, was that actually accurate?
Yeah, yes.
Or it imitates life here. So. Got it.
So that little opener there, we're going to use that, I think, for an intro song. That is a song called L.A. by Hulk Hogan, released in like 2006 or something like that.
I had no idea Hulk Hogan had such nice pipes on him.
Oh, no kidding. He's singing about Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah, what an awful place Los Angeles is.
Yeah, I don't know. He really romanticizes it quite well, though, doesn't he?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, the author and singer of that song.
I disagree strongly. It's actually when I wrote it. When I wrote it, brother! No, when I wrote it, it was very anti. It's like, why the fuck do you want to go to Los Angeles? Like, you know, stay here where your heart is kind of thing, so... I wouldn't say it's romanticized. I'd say the idea of not being alone and ditched for Los Angeles is being romanticized.
Ah, no. I'll listen closer next time.
All right. So what's going on in the world?
Well, I selected some good stories for headlining your show here, your pilot project,
is an unnecessary thing to say. I think you should be a professional and just go into what the story is.
Sure,
as opposed
okay.
to saying, you know, I sat around on the front porch smoking cigarettes, looking at stories, going through my phone.
Well, those are evocative details. Stephen King would like those. Anyhow, Alabama boy, aged 8 years old, his name was Liam, wanted to have a carnival, and he wanted prizes for his friends, so he ordered 70,000 Dum Dum lollipops on his mother's phone. So when she came home, there were like crates and crates and crates of dum-dums, and she's like, what?
did they include this kid's address?
I don't know. I didn't read about that detail. It would have been great. But she sent them all back and managed to get a refund after an awful lot of wrangling. I don't even know what a dum-dum lollipop is. Do we have a Canadian equivalent?
I don't, but I'm interested.
Yeah, maybe I'll fact check that for the next speaking interval of the pilot.
Okay, can we stop the speaking interval now?
Yes.
Let's play some music.
My ass is sore, my horse is weak, but for me there is no turning back. I have a plan, I am unarmed, my guns at home, my filthy one-room shack. Filthy one-room shack. I was fine, Kevin Burger's gold. I'm big and bad, and gray and old. I'm already retired, but I have no cash. I'm on the hunt for Kevin Burger's stash. Kevin Burger's stash. Billy is such fun, that's how it was possible. Thank God, shooting good guys every day.
Cover called Killing Is Such Fun. Outbred In-Laws being a three-piece band from the Toronto area, fronted by the legendary Glenn Brody himself, who looks like my grandma Taggart. But I just love the guy. Anyway, what's going on in the world, Hack?
Well, I told you I had fact check about dum-dums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the lollipops.
Yeah, the spherical lollipops. They were started in 1924, originally 7 flavors. Now there are a whopping 16 flavors. 12 million of them are produced every day.
Did you say spherical?
That's described in Wikipedia as being spherical.
Can you imagine a square lollipop? The fucking havoc that it would wreak on your mouth.
Ouch.
Like, the roof of your mouth would be all cut. Like, you know, you got your teeth doing that anyway. The tongue getting all slashed up. And, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hijack your story. You go right ahead.
Just for tough kids, eh?
Spherical.
Anyway, so they launched a mystery flavor, sort of a sales pitch, a real nail biter. And everybody would wonder, oh, what's a... I guess it increased sales for them. It was the result of, at the end of one batch, mixing in with the next batch instead of cleaning the machines.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that brilliant? Like, talk about marketing at its best.
That's like Wendy's. You know what their chili meat is?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Their chili meat is hamburgers that were, like, that just sat on the grill too long that were no good anymore. So they boil it up, and that becomes the chili meat.
I'll have to try that.
So there's no waste. It all becomes profit, much like these spherical suckers, lollipop suckers. We call them suckers up here. We don't really call them lollipops.
Well, I've always referred to them as lollipops.
Leave it to the bum-touching Americans to call it lollipops, okay?
Hold it.
And there's sodas and they're friggin'... Yeah.
One last little fact about our Canadian equivalent are called Chupa Chups.
I've never heard of these things.
Don't you see them at the dollar store?
Chupa Chups?
No, Chupa. Chupa Chups. Yeah.
Chupa Chups.
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 Yeah.
Chupa Chups.
I'll buy you one.
No, you will not. I want nothing to do with something with such a stupid name that you can't even pronounce when doing a radio show. I'm totally against this. In fact, I'm so irate right now, I'm going to play a song.
Dan doesn't hear this program.
I love that song, and I love Dan, and I love his voice. I can't even fucking do it.
Oh, no.
Love you, Dan. You know I love you, buddy. Dan, you know if Dan heard this, he'd be laughing too. What a cunt.
Oops.
Anyway. What's so oops about see you next Tuesday?
Well, it's not really the kind of word that you want to throw around willy-nilly on the program.
Okay. So while you're here, while we're both here, so they don't want swearing at all.
Well, they fail that you should probably choose different.
You gotta be careful because they're listening right now, probably, and like they're gonna be like, if you give me bad advice, you're gonna be in shit.
Well, I'm supposed to be mentoring you, so I would say, yeah, maybe you should get a thesaurus of your own and find some different words in place of other words.
This reminds me of that episode of Trailer Park Boys where Ricky's in court. He's like, I can't not smoke and not swear, or just can't do it.
Well, maybe they'll put you on after 9 o'clock at night. I think
swearing is a very big part of my life.
Yeah, you do interject quite a bit of colorful language into your normal dialogue.
So wait a second. So after 9 o'clock, I can say shit.
Well, you're less likely to get into hot water for it.
I can say fuck.
I don't really know. You better ask.
I can say Eileen Jennifer is the biggest whore on the planet.
I don't think you can say that. That's defamation of character.
Okay. All right. Were you going to sue me?
No, but Dave Thomas might, because you were slagging his chili a little while ago. You were talking about Wendy's, weren't you?
Yeah, I was talking about Wendy's.
That's interesting, because one of the stories I have right now is about Wendy's.
Why couldn't you just go into the fucking story instead of go, one of the stories I have is that about Wendy's?
Because the segue is always nice.
Just like talking. You think you're a legend.
Hold it.
All right, okay. Here goes the legend.
So the Wendy's restaurant, now this is from the States, from a news journal called The Street. I haven't done much research on them, but they seem like a good bunch of people. Anyway, they say that Wendy's has posted the second lowest reading in their stocks since 1952. They are approaching the same kind of sales as they were during the Great Depression. I've also looked on the internet and other people saying, no, nothing like that. But, you know, it must lay somewhere in between the two. But anyways, it's funny because they say they are going to continue to market their absolutely fresh and delicious food with their 100 Days of Summer Fresh famous 100 Days of Summer program.
It's too late for me, man. I already know what they do with their hamburgers.
Well, poor Wendy's. But isn't that interesting, though? They say the consumer is obviously under distress. They are not buying Wendy's hamburgers like they used to.
At least they don't have anything like called Chupa Loopa. What the fuck are those lollipops called again?
Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups. It sounds like an enemy on Super Mario Brothers.
And one last word, Hooters has filed for bankruptcy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, say it ain't so. You need to run down there and save them. Yeah, you know, that blows my mind. They're just not getting like...
I guess people are getting their eyeballs at home, or they're... What do they do at Hooters? Isn't it like an eatery?
Yeah, it's just food.
Yeah.
Served by big hootered women.
Well, they must be having big hootered women coming, you know, over to serve them snacks at home.
I never saw the appeal personally. I mean, like, I don't want to look at that when I'm trying to eat. You know what I mean? It's like there's a time and a place for big hooters, and it's not like, you know, while you're trying to eat.
So that's why you always sit beside me in restaurants.
Okay, my aunt, like, she, my aunt Tia, she had these, like, gigantic freaking boobs, right? And they used to disgust me so much when I was a kid, because she'd be wearing something scant, and, like, we'd be having... It turned me off a lot of... I'm an associations guy. I couldn't eat ravioli for the longest time because it was served while her boobs were around. I couldn't eat lasagna for the longest time because it was served when her boobs were around. And she was this great cook, but I couldn't experience any of it because her big, disgusting boobs were around.
You seem to have gotten over that trauma quite nicely.
Well, it's just, there's a time and a place.
Okay.
When I go out to eat, I don't want to see that. I don't want to, oh man.
Anybody want to weigh in on that?
Zephyr, Zephyr, Zephyr.
Yeah, I've heard that song lots of times. You're right.
Zephyr, Zephyr, Zephyr.
What is it they say at the end? It's so like
Zephyr,
symphonic.
Zephyr, Zephyr.
That's not what they say at the end.
What do they say at the end?
It's like it's like good morning, you know, rise and what is it?
I don't know.
Ah, forget it.
I don't really pay attention to the lyrics too much. All I hear is something. I don't know, because like Lionel is such a bad singer, and the whole thing is just like I've been following Lionel and Zephyr for fucking, oh, I don't know, almost 20 years, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, and I've always been a big fan of Zephyr, but Lionel can't sing. He could never, you know, he just, but it doesn't matter. All my favorite singers cannot sing. So Lionel, if you hear this, you go, you know, fuck you, Doug Hell. You know, I love Johnny Rotten. I love Gord Gano. I love Gibby Haynes. I love, and same thing with Lionel. I believe everything he's saying, and that's very important to me.
You know, I really like it that you brought that point up, because I agree as well. It's not necessarily that they're melodic and talented and stuff. It's that they're authentic. An
yes.
Authentic voice is nice. Up and Adam, isn't that what they say at the end of it?
Oh, up and Adam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am talking about how he can't sing. But anyway.
I like your voice.
Yeah, it's just that song really fucking shocked me, though. Like, I was like. You know, they used to do this grunge thing, kind of Nirvana, kind of Silverchair, kind of. And then one day I just stumble upon this video. It's all symphonic and the video is beautifully shot. And the song itself is just, wow. It's just, what do you call it? Not a rouser.
Well, a rouser? I don't know. A wall banger? What would you call it? No, it's wonderful. And I love the symphonic touches.
Yeah.
It's definitely in my top 10.
What happened with Zephyr, I mean, Lionel will try to take credit for this, and I'm not saying you got a hand in this, Lionel, but I noticed he's like, I don't know, about 10 years ago, I could be wrong, but these like two metalheads joined the band, and everything changed, everything got different, and this drummer could really fucking play, and this bass player, he's got a great voice and he's a great bass player, and just things just seem to take an even better turn, because Zephyr was a band I loved right from the beginning.
Another interesting point that you've made right there is that the addition of different members or, you know, a changing lineup can really change the trajectory of a band and what, you know, people bring to it and how it changed the shape of the music.
Zephyr, Zephyr, Zephyr.
It sounds like we have a UFO landing on the lawn, but I think it's just our landlord.
That's Zephyr with an X, too. Not Zephyr with a Z, or for my American friends, a Z. So Zephyr with an X. And before that, we had an anti-boomer anthem from School Damage entitled Stranger Fruit, a song that's about how... School Damage are going to drag you boomers kicking and screaming into the 21st century, and there is nothing you can do about it. What do you have to say for that, boomer?
I'd say I'm steps ahead of them. I already got them beat that way.
Really?
Sure.
You've been dragged into the 21st century?
I led the way.
You led the way. You paved the way.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's going on in the world, boomer?
Well, I was going to say, a man has been charged after 9 speed cameras were damaged in Vaughan.
Definitely not a boomer. He sounds like a... that's the work of a millennial. Let's get the age on this criminal.
I think it's funny. They're looking for witnesses. Who do you think is going to step up and say... Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, you never know. That guy that shot the CEO got ratted out.
That's true, but a lot of people were pretty angry with the guy that ratted him out. That's a very political subject, isn't it? I mean, you might get some... Nah, most of the people are on the side of the guy that
talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, let's not. That's... okay, so I got to say something here. If you guys want to hear yourself on this show, if you got a band or anything like that, I'd love to hear it. I'm not promising that I'm going to play you. If I like you, I will spin you. But there's no guarantee, you know, you can't just, you know, my band play it, I'm going to play it. Like, I just... You know, all this music you hear is music that I love, and I'm only going to play. That's the beauty of the freedom of doing this show, is I can play whatever the hell I want, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Well, there has to be a certain, you know. Did we get through that camera story?
Well, yeah, well enough. I mean, what else can you say? But I'm fed up with the speed cameras, too. I don't blame the guy.
Hmm. So we can play a song.
Oh, about heading west. Cross my heart and focus line, cause now ain't no time for your grind. Crocodile tears. You got a lot to learn, and in the meantime you got a lot to say. Keeping me at arm's length away. What kind of fools in your headlights, darling, you're just fools.
Freaking hell. Hell's not. I mean, that's my name. It can't be a swear word. Who are Motel Blonde?
Well, apparently they are a rock band from Cleveland, Ohio.
How do you know that? And I don't even know that.
Because I looked it up. I've got it right up here in front of me right now.
Oh, are they, like, famous? Or are they dead? Or are they still going? Or
I didn't get that far.
That's, like, one of the best songs I've heard in my life.
Yeah, I really liked it.
What a voice.
Sure rocks.
But anyway, okay, while you're sitting there trying to dig up some more dirt on Motel Blonde, we'll talk about the band before that. That was a band called Crusades, a supergroup featuring members of the Creeps. What a song. I guess they called themselves sugar metal as a genre. You got anything more on Crusades? You got anything more on Motel Blonde?
Wait a minute. Did you say members of the Creeps were in that last band, the band before Motel Blonde?
The Battering Ram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I love the Creeps.
Oh, the Creeps are the best. The Creeps are, like, one of my favorite, well, probably my favorite punk rock band ever. Well, you know what? Let's play the Creeps.
Oh, wait. Okay, I just wanted to tell you something about Motel Blonde.
I want to know.
Brothers Doug and Dave McKean formed this band right after their former band, the GC5, broke up. And Ryan Fultz joined the bass after he left the Dropkick Murphys.
Remember the Dropkick Murphys is in Motel Blonde?
Yeah.
Are they still going?
I don't know. I'll tell you later.
All right. Well, we'll play some more. We'll play some Creeps, and then we'll get to the bottom of this Motel Blonde bullshit. Mark, it seems like it took us forever to get here because I keep going back and editing, which is a good thing, because if we just handed in this assignment as is, it would probably get thrown right back at us.
There are a lot of swears in there.
I know, and I can't help it. I don't do it to be edgy. I don't do it because I'm macho. I just can't help myself.
Yeah, it's become habitual to you. Anyway, I wanted to ask a question about that Creeps song that you played. They have a series of albums, and they all are kind of concept albums, and they all follow a story.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like it's loosely based on them, but like secret societies and not secrets, like, you know, espionage and having psychotic killers as CIA, and I'm not doing this any justice at all.
Well, I'd love to do a deep dive on them sometime.
Wow, yeah, you'd have to talk to Scotty and get into his head, and it's funny too, because that song in particular, it's like, you know, like, okay, here we go, it's just a normal song, and then all of a sudden it's like, do you remember where we were this time last year? Well, those prison walls, they couldn't hold us, my dear. Like, I don't know. It's so, like, I thought this, you think the story ends with Lakeside Cabin when they're, like, all holed up in the cabin and they're, you know, the SWATs are outside and stuff like that. But I don't know. It's just fascinating.
Oh, it is. It's like musical sci-fi Pulp Fiction or something.
It is.
It's really cool. You wanted a little bit more information about what happened to Motel Blonde.
Yes, please.
Well, they only put out one album, which remained unreleased, shows up on a compilation somewhere, and it was called Blonde-Eyed Blues, 2004. And the brothers Doug and Dave McKean. Doug McKean went on to become Doug McKean and the... what do I have? The Stuntman. Mm-hmm. And then Dave went on to become a member with the Magpies. And Ryan Foltz went on to become somebody involved in Elephant Bones. But that's it. That was the end of them.
Wow.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to look into those other bands. Absolutely, for sure. So anyway, like I said, we're at like the 50-minute mark now. And my co-host is getting tired. And we're going to go out on Steve Terriberry. Terriberry? Stevie T. Some famous YouTuber. Famous Canadian YouTuber.
Well, wait a minute. If we have all kinds of time left, I do have one more story, but I don't want to interrupt you.
No, I don't care. No, we'll do your story, and then we'll go out on Stevie T. What, redoing a Papa Roach song that he's very unhappy with.
Yeah, I loved it. Anyway, I get all these pop-ups in my Google feed, much like you get pop-ups in your Facebook feed, but mine are very different. Anyway, people who are exhausting to be around. The 8 behaviors of people who are exhausting to be around. I thought this was really hilarious. So, 1, they dominate conversations.
Yeah.
They exude constant negativity.
I'm not liking where this is going. Continue, please.
A lack of personal boundaries. You're off the hook. Always playing the victim.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one's... Oh, no, wait. I'm not onto the one that really surprised me. Over-reliance on other people. This is the one I found shocking. Excessive positivity. That sounds more like me.
Mm-hmm. Toxic positivity.
Is it toxic? I'm not sure. Where's the line in that? I think being optimistic and always looking for solutions instead of falling to the bottom and writhing around in...
Yeah, well, you take it too far.
Oh, do you think so?
You're the type of person that would fall down the stairs and go, wow, I got to the bottom of the stairs really fast.
Well, it serves me well. And then the 7th one is being judgmental. I have no time for that. I've got a very big open mind and a very big open heart.
Oh, I got all the time in the world to be judgmental. You continue, please.
And the last one is a lack of self-awareness.
Oh.
So how you handle yourself in situations, the sort of things that you say, your actions, your behaviors.
I rule self-awareness. Come on.
Hmm.
I mean, it might have to, like, you know, be after the fact, but, you know, after the chaos, after the destruction, after the devastation,
after the fire,
after the world explodes, I'll be like, shit, I may have gone too far.
Yeah, you might be a little delayed in that area. But anyway, on a final note, I want to say that most people exhibit some of these behaviors some of the time, except for always playing the victim. Like, I know people like this, and they are truly exhausting to be around. And it takes all the energy I have in my entire little psyche to try to bring them up and out of that negative cycle, and it never really lasts anyways.
Yeah, most people are the worst. Maybe not. I don't know.
Now we can talk about... Who did you say that guy was?
I love him.
The guy on YouTube. He looks kind of snide, eh? He's got nerdy...
It's funny, because he's equally annoying and funny.
He is annoying. He's abrasive as hell. Oh,
Steve T. You can't say hell, really?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, man.
Abrasive as Doug Hell.
No kidding. There you go. So, yeah, the Stevie T, Steve Terriberry, I'm not pronouncing it properly. He was very displeased with the Papa Roach song. And so he took it upon himself to recreate the song. And his version is absolutely goosebump-inducing, superior to the original version.
I hear you banging on the battle drum when we play the song. All my people rise up, we about to set it on. This is for the voiceless and for the hopeless. They say that you can chase your dream, but they take away your choices. So watch out, watch out, you're in the zone now. Watch out, watch out, they taking notes now. Watch out, they trying to define us, but all I hear is blah, 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 blah.
Sometimes I feel like letting go, cause it's all I've ever known. But I know I'm not alone. I hear the echo, echo, echo. It's a violent symphony. It's their voices.
time.